You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Thursday morning to you. Mike McNamara here for the opening of the show from Jacksonville, North Carolina, the home of the 2nd Marine Division, where myself, Mike, the gunner, and Doc, as he's now known, Josh Goldberg. In fact, Josh is now referring to himself as Doc, and so we had to yoke him up. You'll hear that in the second part of the live program this morning. And we had to tell him, you know that doesn't actually make you a doctor, right? It's a nickname. He was getting confused. So good morning on this Thursday morning. I'll tell you, if you haven't been listening all week, the way the show goes this week, because we essentially do post-traumatic winning for 2.5 hours, 3 times a day. And we do a morning session. So it's, as I record this morning at 7:28 Eastern Time, to play starting at 10 o'clock Eastern Time when I will be speaking. Get up and do this. Finish this, go grab breakfast, go over to Camp Johnson, a historical place in Marine Corps history. The first black Marines were trained at Monford Point in Camp Johnson, so that's the home of that. The Staff NCO Academy's out there. That's where we're doing this out of. It's a beautiful new building and a huge classroom, so doing it there. And so we'll get up, go over there, make sure all the technology is good to go, and it has been awesome. And then Marines start showing up, and at 9:30 or thereabouts, the general walks in, and he grabs a microphone, and he introduces us, and then gives his own thoughts about why the Marines and the 2nd Marines are doing this. Gives his thoughts on things like suicide and the challenges that they face and dealing with trauma in your life. And then we do our thing. I speak and kind of introduce All Marine Radio. Then I go through the 2 goals and 8 commandments of post-traumatic winning. And Mike hops on and he talks about mental health and warfighting, how it in your life, If you're sitting in here in your first term Marine, how does this make sense to you? And you've heard all the pretty much all the audio that we use in there, and it's powerful, good stuff. And they've never seen it before, right? You who listen to All Marine Radio, you've heard it. These Marines never have. And then to hear it from you know, guys who and both Mike and I, all my friends have to share the same gifts. They're powerful speakers. They have powerful experiences in their lives, and they're articulate and they're funny. So there's an entertainment piece to it, and we do that, and we're pretty good at it. We've been doing it for years. And so, especially with Marines. So I think they enjoy that. And then Josh comes on, and I said this the other day, but he does this really funny thing where he says, I don't have anything in common with you. I've never served. In fact, I categorize myself as what's known as an indoor Jew. And he goes down this list of things, and they're hilarious. And Marines sit there and laugh, right? I don't work with these, and he points to his hands. I work with this, my brain. My life is about seeking comfort and having others do difficult things for me. And it's very cool because Joss talks about the thing I didn't learn about. I didn't learn about courage. And in his life, when he needed it, I didn't have it. And so he talks to me and he says, do you know how unique you are? Do you know that you are a fraction of 1% of this culture, and you are even a fraction of that that seeks this option as a Marine? And it's pretty cool, right, to reinforce from a civilian. And it's cool that we have him. And so then Josh, and then he kind of walks them through what they do at Boulder Crest. And what's really important that Josh does is he shows them a path. This is how you can cope with it. These are the things that you can do relative to evaluation of your life and pointing it in the right direction, and how to keep it in balance, and then what to do when the wheels begin to come off. So he just said, but he's really funny, right? He says things I don't own. I don't own a weapon. I don't own a sleeping bag. I don't own a fishing pole, right? And he does this thing, and it's hilarious, and people just sit there and laugh. But, and he constantly refers to like this, like, so yeah, so how does this impact an indoor Jew? And you can see everybody sitting there laughing as he's doing it, but it's very powerful. And then I come at, then the way the program goes, I come back at the end and I talk about the second commandment. I talk about the second goal of post-traumatic winning, and that is mentoring. So the first one is coexistence. The second one is then giving of yourself by mentoring. And that is the whole Grinch moment and things like that. And I've come hearing Josh talk about post-traumatic growth and Rich Tedeschi, the author of that. To me, there's a difference between post-traumatic growth and post-traumatic winning. Post-traumatic winning has a mindful goal of sharing and touching the lives of others, not just service, but touching the lives of others and creating those Grinch moments, which have tremendous impact on the person creating the moments, as well as obviously the person receiving that. So, and I will tell you what, every day, we have these moments. Late last night, we were actually outside of the division. A great friend of ours from Afghanistan, Joe Guerreau, is here, and so I called Joe last week and I said, hey, we're going to be there doing this thing. You need to come by and maybe we can do it for you. But we were doing it three times a day or twice a day for the division, and then in the evening on Tuesday and Thursday for spouses, which has been interesting. And so Joe said, I said, the only night we have open is Wednesday night. I don't know what you're doing. I know it's kind of late, but so I sent him the stuff and he looked at it and he said, hey, you can talk to all the officers and staff and SEALs in my battalion. So, you know, let's do it. And then cool on top of cool. So I said, okay, let me talk to General Furness, make sure it's okay because he's paying for it. So I call him, and he and Lieutenant Colonel Guerreau are Ohio State buddies and whatnot. So he says, absolutely. In fact, I'll go over there and do the introduction. General Furness has sat through every one of these things, right? And the statements he makes to his Marines are powerful statements. And I've had, I don't know, half a dozen walk up to me as they're walking out saying, I've never heard a general officer talk like that. And so it is, it's obviously very cool. I got this text from Joe last night. I don't know what time it was. Yeah, almost midnight. Chief, and he gives the guy's name. I won't say it. My independent duty corpsman, IDC corpsman. Quote, sir, after 16 years in the Navy, that was the best training I've ever had. And I will tell you this, that I don't know how many times I've heard that this week from Marine staff NCOs, Marine officers. Holy shit. This is the best class I've ever sat through in my life. And so it's been an intoxicating week. And for all of you who have been part of All Marine Radio and listened to it, you've heard me talk about this trip. You've heard the development of all these things that we talk about here. You have heard the interviews that either created the thought, spawned the thought, reinforced the thought, beat up the thought of post-traumatic winning. How does it affect you? What do you need to do? What is the role of alcohol? Right? And so to see it take hold here, to begin to get other invitations to come and do it, to hear that other people are driving down both today and tomorrow to watch it, from some from outside the Marine Corps, some from in the Marine Corps who have just heard about it, is very cool. But the coolest part is the thought of changing lives. And I made a point, and then General Furness stole it from me yesterday. I said, the Marine Corps is not going to solve its suicide problem. You're going to solve the suicide problem. There's not a program the Marine Corps can create that will solve that problem. You have to solve it. First of all, by making yourself better and understanding that only when you share your pain do you get stronger. And when you understand that, when you share that, when you take care of each other like that, you'll begin to solve this problem. And so, and again, the age difference, I'm 61, Mike's 50, Josh is, I don't know, it's 30-something, right? So the age difference, and so do young Marines get it? They get it in spades. The number of young Marines that come up and say, wow, I've never seen anything like that, sir, that was awesome. And I do, I have a cousin or whatever. So again, yesterday, and the audio you're going to hear after this is us at, like, I want to say one, we came back, we finished up, I don't know what time it got done, 8 o'clock. We went and grabbed something to eat. We came back here and we worked on the presentation for a couple hours, not arguing about it, but discussing it. This point, is it redundant? Should it be amplified? I think this needs to be amplified. I think I can shrink this, because this seems to have more impact and more relevance to what we're doing here. So we did that, and then till about 1 in the morning, and it was like, come on, I need to go to sleep. But I said, well, let's just record something. So we'll record something for 30 minutes. 50-something minutes later, because as we begin to talk about it, we get geeked up about it. We finish. So you'll hear that after you hear this opening today. So, if you can't tell from the tone of my voice, how exciting this is. And the other thing is, we're together all day and we do this all day and talk about it, interact with people. And this will be the fourth straight day of doing that. And we're not even close to being sick of it or each other yet. You know, and I will tell you another cool thing, and you'll hear me talk about it in the second part of this, is the ensemble nature when you're with creative, smart, driven, selfless people. And to see how they change what they do as they've listened to other people here talk this week. How they've evolved what they say, because they heard somebody say something that hit with a thud. And I have to tell you, the whole hit with a thud thing. When I opened this thing, right, And I kind of explain All Marine Radio, how it starts. And for instance, the logo, those dog tags, those are real dog tags from the RCT-1 patch, right? That emblem hung on in front of our combat operations center and regimental headquarters. And I'd walk by it every morning when I'd go into work. Not every morning. Sometimes I'd take a different route, but I'd make an effort, and there was a light that shined on that when the sun went down. And you'd be walking at 4:30 in the morning, sun's not even up yet, and you'd see this strong light on this historic emblem and all these dog tags that represent all these people. And so I'd take a picture. General Furness was this commanding officer of the regiment. He talks about that, right? I ordered every one of those guys to do what they were doing. And this is personal for us. So it starts like that. And then, so after he does this thing, one of the first slides I put up is the truth. That this is about the truth. The unvarnished truth, right, that I've been told on all the interviews I've done here on All Marine Radio, with all the veterans I've talked to, and that's what this is devoted to. And then I put the quote up, the truth. It lands with a thud, and it needs no salesman. And then it says Kanye West. And so I say the quote, and I say, Kanye West said that shit. I said, so what? You know it's legit, right? And they all laugh, and they nod their head. And I said, but he didn't really say that. I made that up, and then put his name on, And they laugh, like, what the hell is this? So no, it's pretty cool watching the response you get from the Marines as you kind of suck them into this compelling thing that is post-traumatic winning. So it's been very cool. But we'll check some news headlines here this morning before I get out of here and head over to Camp Johnson. United States Marine Corps Band, as always, makes it official on the 10th day of January. Good morning to you. Dedicated on the 10th day of January to my younger sister, Maureen. Today's her birthday. She died of exposure as a result of alcohol poisoning 4 years ago. So today she would have been 59 years old. It's dedicated in her memory, hopefully to inspire you. If you know somebody who struggles with trauma and hides in alcohol, do whatever you can to get them to see the light. Because it is a path to destruction and ultimately for her to death. And Maureen had every gift that God could give somebody. Smart, pretty, athletic, driven girl. So it's dedicated to her memory. And I hope that this dedication maybe inspires somebody to sit down and have another talk with somebody.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City, standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once them bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the Corps, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful, and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me, I'm a poor veteran, or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult
challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
All right, we'll take a look at the weather in Marineland today. It's supposed to be cold here on the East Coast, and it is. Currently in Quantico, sunny and 31. That's a bad sign. When the sun is only used for light, that's no bueno, man. Here at Camp Lejeune, it is 32 degrees and sunny. Granbury, Texas, cloudy and 44. 29 Palms, clear, dark and 44. At Camp Pendleton, California, it is dark, partly cloudy and 43. Okinawa, Japan, dark, cloudy and 69 degrees. In the Al-Anbar province of Iraq, it is sunny and 55. In the Helmand province of Afghanistan, it is sunny and 66. And at the home of All Marine Radio, where Jack and Joe are, my dogs, dark, cloudy and 52. Looking for a high of 63 there. Gonna rain on Friday night and Saturday. Unbelievable. All right. We are, we're gonna check news headline is what we're gonna do. And then we'll check news headlines and then you'll hear Josh, Mike and I at about one something in the morning, reflecting on yesterday. And we kind of give Josh a bad time. That's right. Welcome to the club, bro. Welcome to the club. News headlines. More details. And again, I made this comment yesterday, but I'll make it again today. A story coming out of Iraq of two Marines who are the subject of an NCIS investigation. And they're calling the incident, you know, you see people write about it, it's fratricide, right? And you just look at it, it's like, that is not what fratricide is, all right? Fratricide is known, is what's known as a blue on blue. Good guys shooting good guys. Right? In combat. It's not a fight at a base where somebody gets killed. That is not fratricide. Okay? I guess if you want to differentiate it between he wasn't killed by hostile fire or an IED, then, but it's not fratricide. It's just, you read this stuff and it's stupid. Anyway, a former Green Beret contractor, evidently on New Year's Eve. And again, General Order Number 1, if it's not still in effect, I'd be surprised. But General Order Number 1 over there says there's no alcohol involved. But I will tell you this, the Special Forces organizations play by their own rules. And it was pretty common knowledge that those guys didn't play that game. So we'll see. Again, nothing has connected this to Special Forces yet, right? But two Marines and a Navy corpsman are the subject of this investigation. So that in the news this morning. Afghan envoy hopes 2019 to be the year of peace for Afghanistan. The Afghan president's special peace envoy expressed hope Wednesday that the war that has raged in his country for 17 years and cost the United States about $1 trillion will end in 2019. And you know what? I don't like, so will the Taliban on the cusp of victory, are they tired of fighting? Or do the people that run the Taliban now say this is their chance to run the whole show? So, anyway, we shall see. Why do I remain skeptical? The long-term best interest of Afghanistan would be for them to make a deal. Do I think that will happen? I would be shocked. Honestly, I would be shocked. people rise to power? And do you think they want to take a step back and say, no, we don't really need to do all of that. Maybe we should go do what's in the best interest of the nation. In a headline that's kind of personal for me, the Marine Corps is moving forward with a new parachute system. Here's why. I presented two flags to, in my life at funerals. I presented both of them to the same woman. And her name is Char Pape. Her husband is Ron Pape. You've heard their lone son who survives, Ross, on the program. He's a great dude. He's a farmer in East Grand Forks, Minnesota. And I met their oldest son, Riley, in Ramadi in 2004. I had driven a beat truck for his uncles. So I got told to look him up. I did. Man, he was with Alpha Company First Recon. He was on terminal leave in 2005 after coming home from Iraq. And he got in a motorcycle accident and was killed. And then their youngest brother, who I met at Riley's funeral, his name was Ryan. He was a high school senior. He joined the Marine Corps that summer and Iraq and Afghanistan with 1st Recon Battalion. And then he was transitioned to Force Reconnaissance Company. And during a static line night jump, the Normandy night jump, the riggers failed to connect the strap of his parachute to the parachute itself. So when he jumped, nothing deployed. He then went to his secondary chute, and evidently secondary chutes malfunction a very, very high percentage of the time. And so he died. And so this story, obviously, when I saw it this morning, it certainly catches my eye. The Marine Corps' Multi-Mission Parachute System, or MMPS, has been in service for over a decade. But now the Corps says it's inadequate to meet the requirements of today's force and brings some safety concerns. To modernize the Corps' parachute insertion capability, the Marines have spent the past several years researching potential replacements, eventually deciding to move forward with the enhanced multi-mission parachute system. According to Barbara Hamby, a spokesman for Marine Corps Systems Command, the contract has been awarded in January of last year to Airborne Systems of North America to create the new parachute. The orders for 1,000 systems expected to be fielded by 2021. And so through a Freedom of Information Act, Marine Corps Times obtained a report. The report obtained by them detailed as early as 2004, the Marine Corps put out a statement that the force needed a parachute canopy with an offset capability of 25 kilometers under ideal weather conditions and zero relative wind. The offset allows a reconnaissance or special operations team to glide long distances to an objective after exiting an aircraft, right? So it's, you're not going straight down. You can drive this thing, if you will. So anyway, pretty interesting little article about insertion systems, why this one makes sense. From my perspective, from my experience, I just hope they get a system, right, that deploys functionally 100% of the time. Right? And when I say system, that not only the primary, but the backup as well. All right, let me go over the top five stories in Early Bird, and then I'm out of here. Time to go do the Lord's work, man. Number one, vets working without pay. Government shutdown leads hundreds of thousands in the lurch. And again, this thing is done by the president this time, and it's a man-made event, hoping that he can break the Democrats and get his wall built. So we'll see how it goes. Supposedly he walked out of a meeting yesterday, blah, 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 blah. Number two story, new Pentagon chief under scrutiny over perceived Boeing bias. Not that this wasn't predictable. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan's private remarks during his 18 months at the Pentagon have spurred accusations that he boosted his former employer, Boeing, people who have witnessed the exchanges told Politico, fueling questions about whether he harbors an unfair bias against other big military contractors. The quote that's in here, let me find the quote. At high level Pentagon meeting, Shanahan has heavily criticized Lockheed Martin's handling of the production of the F-35 fighter jet, which is expected to cost more than $1 trillion over the life of the program, according to one of the two sources, a former DOD official. Shanahan, this official said, called the plane fucked up and argued that Lockheed, which edged out Boeing to win the competition to build the plane in 2001, doesn't know how to run a program. If it had gone to Boeing, it would have done much better, Shanahan said. Good luck, Pat. You're going to need it. Put your helmet on. Number three, U.S. Navy veteran imprisoned in Iran. First arrest of the Trump era. Iran confirmed Wednesday it is holding U.S. Navy veteran Michael R. White at a prison in the country, making him the first American known to be detained under President Donald Trump's administration. Why is Iran doing that? I don't know. All right. Normally, this is a stupid game we play. The Russians are playing it now. The Chinese are playing it with the Canadians. So it goes. So we'll wait and see why the Iranians yoked him up. Number four, Coast Guard families told they can have garage sales to cope with the government shutdown. Story in the Washington Post. Unbelievable, right? I mean, what do you say? Number five, Turkey adamant on tough stance on Syrian Kurdish fighters as Russia begins joint patrols near Manbij. So much consternation by Turkey. Right, and this whole Kurdish thing, is it going to come to a fight? What's Russia's role going to be? Are they going to keep people apart? So, again, it's going to get more interesting before it gets more boring in Syria. That'll do it here on a Thursday morning. So don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up next. You'll hear Mike and Josh join me in something that we recorded last night. And you can trust me. You'll enjoy it. It's pretty funny, and as well as being interesting because it's their thoughts on what the things that they saw yesterday. So it's been kind of fun to do that every night, except last night it was kind of late. So don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up next on your home for it, the one and only All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Federal Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner's looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.